The readings of the fourth Sunday of Advent speak to me of God's overwhelming grace pouring into our lives and the trust required of us to receive the grace offered. In other words, every gift received requires a trust in the giver of the gift. My gut feeling tells me Ahaz had trouble in this department. He lived in fear of his enemies, even when God, speaking through Isaiah, tells him to trust. When God tells Ahaz to ask for a sign, Ahaz, acting out of fear, refuses. God's mercy prevails, and the sign is given for the people. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. His name shall be Emmanuel. In contrast to Ahaz, the gospel presents Joseph's struggle with Mary's pregnancy and his determination to save her from stoning by putting her away quietly. God's grace meets Joseph in a dream. As impossible as everything seems to Joseph, he receives the grace and brings Mary into his home as his wife. How different from Ahaz! Joseph's trust in God opened him to receive grace. Paul tells us that we belong to Christ, and that is grace for us. These readings remind us that God's grace is constantly meeting us where we are in life. The question is, how do we respond?